This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. House Democrats are pushing forward with the impeachment inquiry against U.S. President Donald Trump after three legal scholars testified there were grounds for impeachment. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
When President Trump asked the president of Ukraine to investigate Trump's political rivals, it was an abuse of power. So says University of North Carolina law professor Michael Gerhardt.
If what we're talking about is not impeachable, then nothing is impeachable.
Stanford University's Pamela Carlin.
Drawing a foreign government into our elections is an especially serious abuse of power.
Carlin later apologized to the Trump family for invoking the name of Barron Trump when making a reference to nobility. Legal scholar Jonathan Turley says Democrats have not presented sufficient evidence.
If you're going to accuse a president of bribery, you need to make it stick.
With Democrats looking for a House vote around Christmas time, Vice President Mike Pence huddled with House Republicans, earlier saying,
Democrats should be ashamed.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
An active duty sailor opened fire on three people at the Pearl Harbor shipyard in Hawaii before taking his own life.
I can confirm that there were three shooting victims. We have confirmed that two are deceased. One is in stable condition in a local hospital.
Rear Admiral Robert Chadwick says victims are civilian Defense Department workers. The motive for the shooting attack is unclear. The shooting occurred just days before the 78th anniversary of the December 7th Japanese air attack on Pearl Harbor that drew the United States into World War II. U.S. officials say a Navy warship has seized a significant cache of suspected Iranian guided missile parts headed to rebels in Yemen. Officials say the incident illustrates the continuing illegal smuggling of weapons to Houthi rebels. The weapons are now being stored on the U.S. warship. From Washington, this is VOA News. China says the U.S. must cut tariffs to reach a trade deal. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
China's Commerce Ministry says Washington must roll back punitive tariffs on Chinese imports if the two sides reach a trade deal, indicating Beijing is sticking to its position ahead of another possible December 15 duty increase. The two sides are negotiating details of a Phase 1 trade agreement announced by President Donald Trump in October. Beijing said last month the U.S. side agreed to roll back some tariffs. But Trump has dismissed that. The Beijing ministry has said negotiators are in close communication. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China's Huawei has mounted a legal challenge against the U.S. Federal Communications Commission after the body designated the technology giant as a security threat. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has more.
Huawei has fired back at the FCC for cutting off its sales in the U.S. On Thursday, the tech giant said it's suing the U.S. telecoms regulator. Last month, the FCC branded Huawei and another Chinese tech company, ZTE, as national security threats. It also voted to block them both from a subsidy program that rural U.S. carriers depend on to buy Huawei's gear. The company's chief legal officer said the FCC had not provided enough evidence to say Huawei is a threat. Last month, FCC Chairman Ajit Pai said the rule was not a political issue. The commission argued Huawei's risk lies in the company's ties to Beijing and Chinese laws requiring companies like it to assist in intelligence activities.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. Residents of the Pacific Island nation of Samoa are shutting themselves in their homes as the government launched a massive vaccination drive to contain a measles epidemic that has killed 62 people since October. The government ordered all schools and businesses to shut down for 2 days beginning Thursday. Teams of health officials are going door to door to administer the vaccines. Residents were asked to hang a red flag on their houses to signify if they needed to be vaccinated. A private survey finds there was weak job growth last month here in the U.S. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Payroll processor ADP says 67,000 jobs were added in November, barely half the gain in October. Manufacturers, construction, and mining companies cut a combined 18,000 jobs. Companies with fewer than 20 employees also slashed payrolls. It's not clear if this is a trend, but if it continues, the jobless rate could rise from its currently very low level of 3.6%. The ADP data wasn't affected by the strike at General Motors. The return of workers is expected to increase job gains in the government report. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter has been discharged from the hospital. Carter is back home after a few days of treatment for a urinary tract infection. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.